Hello and welcome to episode 18 of The Legend of PJ Famicom. On the show, I let my computer pick random songs from my solo albums. I talk about the song for a bit and we listen to the track. We're going to call this season 2, so this is episode 2 of season 2. There are going to be 12 episodes per season and a new episode every 2 weeks. Hopefully the schedule works for everyone. If you can't handle it, then you could probably just turn off my show and go listen to yourself fart for a while and get fed up with the unpredictability of that. Anyway, I have some good news. I got one of my missing tapes from my collection of solo material. It's my second split with My Bicycle Emergency. It's the one I recorded on Wilson's 4-track and never even listened to until it was mixed down and sold on a cassette. I'm still missing two crucial Super Famicom albums, though. I'm missing my 2003 CDR titled Letters I've Kept and my 2004 CDR called Sing Along with Mr. Famicom. So if any of you all have those, it would be amazing if I could get a rip of that. I'll find a way to somehow make it up to you. Our first song today is called Abilene, the Spawn of Greatness, from my 2007 album Texas. This is actually one of the last songs recorded for the album. I remember listening to it in my friend Gretchen's car. We were probably going to Kansas City just to hang out with our other weird folk musician friends. Those were the days. Anyway, at that first listen, I remember feeling very proud of the bassy acoustic guitar with the reverb adjusted just so. There was so much potential. After months of playing my miniature guitar with the strings so tight, it felt so sweet to play my full-sized acoustic. I'd gotten pretty good at recording an acoustic guitar in my parents' basement. Even the room sound with half the walls wood paneling and the other half cinder blocks and the thin carpeting, it was so spot on. Too bad I couldn't get all my songs as tight as Abilene, the Spawn of Greatness. I guess it doesn't matter. Sloppiness makes a fun puzzle out of discerning notes and rhythms, right? Abilene felt a lot like Panama City, Florida, except it was a small town in West Texas. I think there was a Bible college there. Perfect potential for a temporary folk scene. Kids were getting intoxicated and laughing while I made jokes about Satan in between songs. I don't remember exactly what the joke was. For a while, my set was likely full of somewhat edgy jokes. You gotta get the kids' attention, you know? You gotta have gimmicks. Too many gimmicks, and not enough tight instrumental jams named after towns in Texas. Like Abilene, the Spawn of Greatness. Today's second track is Mefer Radness from my 2010 album, The Diamond Rainbow. I think it was recorded on my 4-track, but I sent it to Patrick of the Red Bear once I made it digital so he could add some backup vocals. When I got his track, it seemed like there was some flanger added to the master mix. It's one of the only times I've been able to receive a contribution on a track by sending it to someone far away. It was a really weird time, you know? Especially with not having a computer for most of a year, and starting most of my songs on the 4-track. Regarding the lyrics, I don't know who it was that was going to smoke me out, but I guess I woke up Evan to get a piece from him. We understood the quest, trying our best to toke as much of everyone else's grass as possible. It didn't matter if we smoked out of glass like hippies. It didn't matter if the gravity bong killed us. We had been stoned, but still never stoned to death. This is me for Radness.
Evan, I'm sorry I have the madness, and I woke you up without a second thought. I love it a lot. Boy, you've got all my devices, they're priceless. When the girls come by, need I say the word hi? I'm gonna get that. Hi, I'm gonna get that. Hi, I'm gonna get that. Hi.
Song 3 today is called Guiding Light from 2002's Memories on Index Cards. I think it's cool that you hear the warble from my General Electric microcassette recorder. I can't tell if I screwed up playing my guitar parts or if that was just my Windows sound recorder glitching out because the track was too long. Lyrically, I guess the song is about needing guidance in life from an unknown source. After all, I didn't know anything. I was barely 16, trying to put together enough songs to qualify an album. I was so sick of not having an album of stuff I thought was good. Maybe I still need to get over that feeling and move on with my life. You know what I might need to guide me? I need a guiding light.
There's no light or electricity, and even in day you're unable to see. Walk through it blindly, just like with your life, unable to see just where you're going. I need an unknown light to guide me. I can't find my way on my own. I need an unknown light to guide me. I can't find my way on my own. You cannot tell where each path will lead. You cannot read the future. Though there may be many treasures inside, your main goal should be to get out alive. I need an unknown light to guide me. I can't find my way on my own. I need an unknown light to guide me. I can't find my way on my own. I need an unknown light to guide me. can't find my way on my own. I need an unknown light to guide me. I can't find my way on my own.
Our fourth song today is called Love Hates You from my 2003 CD. P.S. If the answer is no, then try to forget I ever asked. At some point in the summer before my senior year of high school, I had an idea for a band. A chill indie rock band, you know? Emo, but not just emo. Sophisticated and twee. The kind of stuff junior high schoolers just might not understand. The kind of band I could maybe recruit some boring randos into joining because it could easily be explained as a pop rock thing. Anyway, that band didn't happen. This is one of the songs I'd intended for this theoretical band. Listening to it now, I really hate how my vocals sound. I did it good, but I was kind of trying to sound emo, but also kind of happy and arrogant. Either way, you could tell I was really learning the craft to writing songs. I probably thought so much about every part, knowing what sound I was going for. Sometimes I wish I still had that kind of attention to detail and deliberation, instead of just throwing a bunch of tracks together because I don't want to alienate the tiny audience I have left by overthinking anything. It's like I need an unknown light to guide me. To this track, listen to We Will. Love, Hate You.
I know that you don't deserve this. Here's another melody. I know I shouldn't care, but why know why you hate me? Another song. I know I should give up, 'cause I've known this all along. I tried so hard this time. Neither of us knows why. I tried so hard for you. Know that I hate this. Page that I've written these words on. I can't chase after something that has always been gone. You've always been gone. It was wrong.
Today's last song is Do I Need Love from The Wandering Floret Part 3. It's the first song I recorded for The Wandering Floret Part 3, and actually one of my favorite jams. I don't know why there aren't more songs that sing about watching tapes. I like how it's kind of like a ska song with an acoustic guitar. If only it was more energetic, with a tighter, skankier drummer. I think I'll do an album of all songs like this. It'll be called Do I Need Love? And it'll be half old songs and half new songs. The bass is going to be so clean and tight, maybe even a little bit crunchy. And the drums are going to be so dry. Everything so dry. On the subject of albums, I have other solo projects that I've done and that I'm working on. So I'm going to extend my podcast to include tracks from those other solo projects. Still talking about 60 songs a year on this show, with no time to ask, do I need love?
2, 3, 4. Emotion, if I'm ever gonna quit the inside. Salsa vetas put me to sleep, and in my dream everyone just smokes weed while watching our new tape. But I need some emotion if I'm ever gonna get back in love again.
Next episode, we're going to be listening to songs from The Wandering Floret, Part 7, The Diamond Rainbow, Diamond Famicom's 10 Movements, Punishing the Faithful, and The Inside Voices. Thanks.